President Putin. I spoke to him 2 weeks ago, and he said, on the one, he said, we've been trying to settle that war for 10 years. We weren't able to do it. You got to settle. I got some of these things settled in an hour. No help from the United Nations at all. The only thing I got from them was a blank teleprompter. Remember I went up there, Princess? Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump. I'm looking at the teleprompters.
This is my video update on this Thursday afternoon, November the 6th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with the President of the United States announcing that the U.S. will be starting its testing of nuclear weapons. Actually, that's false. The AI version of the President of the United States announced that the United States will be starting its testing of nuclear weapons. Not the real President of the United States, but the AI version of the President of the United States. So we have an AI version of Trump announcing the start of a nuclear arms race. That's kind of scary. Also kind of makes sense as well, doesn't it? AI president announcing a nuclear arms race. What a world we live in. So the United States did launch a Minuteman III missile, and it informed Russia of the testing of the Minuteman. This was confirmed by Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, as the United States is required to do when it conducts these tests to notify Russia, and Russia does the same. But the Russians, they held a Security Council meeting with all of the big top Kremlin officials at this meeting, with the exception of Lavrov, who I believe is currently traveling. But all the other top Kremlin officials were at this Security Council meeting. Gerasimov was there. Belousov, the defense minister, was there. Medvedev, he was at this meeting, and of course Putin was chairing. I guess you could say Putin was chairing this meeting. And the Security Council, they decided to start to prepare for nuclear testing in response to the U.S.'s actions. It does not mean that Russia has decided to conduct nuclear tests. The decision from the Security Council was that they will begin to prepare for nuclear testing, for possible testing of nuclear weapons. And this was done on the recommendation of the Minister of Defense, Belousov. And everyone at the Security Council, everyone in attendance at the Security Council meeting, they agreed with the Minister of Defense's recommendation to prepare for nuclear testing. And all of this is in response to Trump and his AI version announcing that the U.S. has indeed started nuclear testing. This is what AI Trump announced. Because of other countries' testing programs, I have instructed the Department of War to start testing our nuclear weapons on an equal basis. That process will begin immediately, Trump said in a video shared on Truth Social later in the day. The video statement appeared to be AI generated and repeated word for word the text of Trump's post from last week, including the iconic sign-off. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Trump AI. signing off with attention. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Trump AI. Thank you for your attention to this matter. We're going to start testing nuclear weapons. Trump AI, everybody. So Dmitry Medvedev, he posted on X, no one knows what Trump meant about nuclear testing. He probably doesn't himself, but he's the president of the United States, and the consequences of such words are inescapable. Russia will be forced to assess the expediency of conducting full-fledged nuclear tests itself. To assess the expediency of conducting. So Trump was speaking at a Miami Business Summit event. The real Trump, not the AI Trump. And the real version of Trump said that he is working with China and Russia to denuclearize. The AI version of Trump is talking about a nuclear arms race and nuclear weapons testing. And the real version of Trump is telling Miami business leaders that he is working with China and Russia to denuclearize. Here is what the real Trump said at this event. Speaking at the American Business Forum in Miami, Trump stated, "We redid our nuclear. We're the number one nuclear power, which I hate to admit because it's so horrible. Russia's second. China, a distant third, but they'll catch up. They'll catch us within 4 or 5 years," the U.S. president added. "We're maybe working on a plan to denuclearize, the three of us. We'll see if that works." We may be working on a plan to denuclearize, but we'll see how that works. And then he repeated the line, the scripted line that he is now saying all the time, which is that the United States is number one when it comes to nukes. Russia's number two and China's a distant three, but China's going to catch up in 5 years. And he has now memorized this line, and he delivers it all the time now. So we have the AI Trump saying one thing. We have the real Trump saying another. We also had the real Trump telling the people in attendance in Miami that he will not be going to the G20 summit in South Africa. The summit, I believe, is going to take place in Johannesburg. And Trump said, "I'm not going to represent our country there. It shouldn't be there." That is what Trump said. He actually said in his speech that South Africa does not deserve to be in the G20. It does not deserve the G, he said. Does not deserve it. And does the UK, does France, does Germany, do they deserve the G7? Do they deserve to be part of the G7? I don't know. Maybe they do. Should the EU be attending G7 meetings? Should Ursula be attending G7 meetings? Or how about Zelensky? What is Zelensky doing at G7 summits, U.S. President Trump? Actually, Ukraine might go to South Africa, or Zelensky might go to South Africa, because there are some analysts who were saying that at the G20 in South Africa, Trump was going to get Zelensky and Putin to agree to a ceasefire. Maybe Zelensky's going to go to South Africa. Any excuse to leave Ukraine. But last week, the Kremlin announced that Putin is not going to be attending the G20. In his place will be the Prime Minister of Russia. So I don't know where the reports. We're getting their information, where these analysts were getting their information about Trump going to the G20 and and getting Putin and the Green Goblin to sit down and to agree to a ceasefire, given that Putin announced last week that he will not be attending. Now, Trump is not going to be going. But who knows? Maybe the Green Goblin will go to South Africa. But Trump is saying that South Africa does not deserve the G. They do not deserve to be in the G20. Trump has a thing for BRICS, man. He has a thing for BRICS. He's very angry with BRICS. Does not like BRICS. That includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, Spain, and South Africa. It's BRICS for Trump. Two S's. Because Spain is also a member of BRICS, as is South Africa, according to the U.S. president. What else did Trump say at this Miami event? Check this out. Trump said that when he spoke to Putin on the phone a couple of weeks ago, that Putin told him it is his turn to solve the conflict in Ukraine. If you believe that, this is what Trump said during his speech in Miami. He said, and I quote, "President Putin, I spoke to him 2 weeks ago, and he said, we've been trying to settle the war for 10 years. We weren't able to do it. You got to settle it." This is what Trump told the audience. "I got some of these things settled in an hour," the U.S. president added. He's got that line down really well as well, right? "I've solved eight wars." I solved eight wars. But the Ukraine conflict, I thought that was going to be the first one that I was going to solve. I thought that one was going to be the easy one. You know, I solved eight of these wars. Eight of these wars. At the Oval Office, the leader from Cambodia and from Azerbaijan, they were at the Oval Office, and these guys, they've been fighting each other for 32 years. And then I brought them closer to one another, and I sat them down, and before you knew it, they were hugging and laughing. Yep. So that's what he claims Putin told him over the phone. He claims that Putin told him, "Look, Donald, we've been fighting for forever, you know? We've been fighting for 10 years. We've been fighting for 10 years and no one can solve it. It's your turn to settle the conflict." It's your turn. You get a crack at it. Oh, man. Anyway. So speaking about the conflict in Ukraine, the Russian military or a Russian military commander, he put out a statement saying that the clearing of Kupiansk is going to be complete in 1 week. In 1 week's time, Kupiansk will be completely controlled by the Russian military. The cauldron in Pokrovsk looks like that is totally shut now, or about to be totally shut, which means that that all the Ukraine military that are in Pokrovsk are going to be trapped no matter what. There's no escape from Pokrovsk, or in the next couple of days there will be no escape from Pokrovsk. And we are getting images of soldiers surrendering. Not a lot of soldiers are surrendering, but you are starting to see the first soldiers surrendering as they are beginning to realize that they are trapped in Pokrovsk. No Black Hawk helicopter operations are going to extract anyone that is stuck in this pocket. But 1 week, and Kupiansk is going to be cleared by Russia. I forgot to mention that. The Russian military commander meant that the Russian military is going to control Kupiansk in 1 week, because Zelensky is saying that there are only 60 Russian military in Kupiansk, and it's going to take him 2 weeks to clean up Kupiansk. So Russia is saying in 1 week Kupiansk will be captured. Zelensky is saying there are 60 Russian soldiers in Kupiansk, and the Ukraine military is going to need 2 weeks to clean up Kupiansk. So which one is it? Which one is it? I know which one. I know which one it is. I know you know which one it is. But Zelensky, well, he seems to be divorced from reality. I wonder if he is telling Keith Kellogg that that Kupiansk is going to be cleared of the 60 Russian soldiers in 2 weeks. And I wonder if Keith Kellogg is telling this to Trump. I like it. I like it. That Zelensky's a good commander, Keith. I like him. So the European Union, they announced that they will be restricting Russian visas into the Schengen. No more multi-entry visas. If you are traveling with a Russian passport into the Schengen by next week, you will only be able to get a single entry visa. And Russia's going to retaliate to this, of course. You will see reciprocal measures from Russia to EU passport holders, people who have passports from EU member states. Russia's going to respond to this travel restriction from the EU, which kind of sucks. It kind of sucks, but you can see that the European Union is putting up an iron curtain, a digital travel media iron curtain, and there is no reverse gear. The EU is preparing to further tighten visa rules for Russian citizens, effectively ending the issuance of multi-entry Schengen permits in most cases. Three European officials told Politico. The move, which represents another step in the bloc's efforts to punish Moscow for its ongoing war in Ukraine, will mean that Russians generally only receive single-entry visas, with some exceptions for humanitarian reasons or for individuals who also hold EU citizenship. A Colombian citizen who survived the submarine attack and then was sent to Colombia for trial, he was released without any charge. We're talking about the narco sub. Remember that incident a couple of weeks ago where there was a submarine and the Department of War was saying that it's transporting drugs, and there were two people that actually survived, and they were sent back to their country of origin. One of the guys was Colombian, and he was released. No charges at all. Interesting. Remember the story about the Italian journalist who told an EU official, if you're talking about Russia having to pay reparations for Ukraine, then what about Israel paying reparations for what they've done in Gaza? Remember that guy? Yeah, he's been fired. He's been fired for that statement. He has been fired for that statement. A journalist asked why Israel isn't paying to rebuild Gaza. It cost him his job. Italy's Nova agency confirmed it let reporter Gabriele Nunzati go for asking a European official about Israel at a press conference. The journalist asked, "You said that Russia should repay the reconstruction of Ukraine. Do you believe Israel should repay for reconstruction of Gaza?" And the EU spokesperson said, "I have no comment at this stage." the ex-EU official who spearheaded the seizing of Russian frozen assets. He is now being charged with money laundering. You cannot make this stuff up. Yep. This is the guy that led the charge to seize the Russian frozen assets, Didier Reynders. And now he is facing a criminal probe for money laundering in Belgium. So just so we understand what has happened here, the guy who led the campaign to seize Russia's frozen assets is being charged for money laundering. I wonder what that means with regards to Russia's frozen assets. What is the effect of all of this on Russia's frozen assets? If the head EU official of the Russian frozen assets plan is now being charged or is in a criminal probe or faces a criminal probe for money laundering. if this guy faces a criminal probe for money laundering, what exactly does that say about the Russian frozen assets, the EU seizing these assets? Oh boy, let's do some clown worlds. I got a lot of clown worlds today. I think this whole video was a clown world. I think Trump AI talking about starting nuclear weapons and then the real Trump talking about denuclearizing is a clown world. But anyway, how about NATO getting a peace award? Yeah, not Trump. Trump is not getting a peace prize. Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize, but wait a minute. He just might get a peace prize. I'll get to that in a second. Trump just might be getting a peace prize, and you will be shocked, stunned at which organization might give Trump a peace prize. But before we get to that clown world, how about NATO set to receive the 2026 International Award of the Peace of Westphalia? The NATO Military Alliance has been announced as the recipient of the International Award of the Peace of Westphalia in 2026. NATO Secretary General CEO Mark Rutte, also known as Pinocchio, is to accept the award on behalf of the Transatlantic Defense Alliance in Munster City Hall. The organizers announced in the Western German city on Wednesday. The prize's title relates to two peace treaties signed in 1648, which ended a series of wars in Central Europe between 1618 and 1648. Former recipients of the Westphalia Peace Prize have been, let's see, the former recipients, Chancellor Helmut Kohl, Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, the crew of the International Space Station, Jordan's King Abdullah, and Emmanuel Macron. Didn't Ursula win this award a couple of years ago? Didn't the Green Goblin win this award? I don't know, the award, the Peace Prize of Westphalia. Something tells me that Ursula won it like 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And the Green Goblin won it last year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm getting my peace awards mixed up. Anyway, this year it's going to be NATO. NATO, the Peace Alliance. And to accept the award will be the CEO of NATO, Mark Rutte. So what about Trump, man? All these peace awards being handed out. Machado got her Nobel Peace Prize, by the way. She's panicking. I mean, she is panicking. She is desperately urging the Trump administration to attack Venezuela. That is the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Corina Corazon, Peace Prize winner Machado. She is in panic mode, urging the Trump White House to get regime change in Venezuela and to attack her country of Venezuela. But she got her Nobel Peace Prize. Mark Rutte is going to pick up his Westphalia Peace Prize. What about Trump, man? What about Trump? Well, there may just be a peace prize coming Trump's way, courtesy of FIFA. That's right. The football organization, FIFA. They are coming up with their peace prize award. Not a joke. World football governing body FIFA on Wednesday announced it will introduce an award to reward individuals who have taken exceptional and extraordinary actions for peace, and by doing so have united people across the world. The prize, called the FIFA Peace Prize, will be awarded annually, with the inaugural edition presented by FIFA President Gianni Infantino on December 3rd during the final draw for FIFA World Cup 26 in Washington. And Politico is asking if, well, they're wondering if the award will be presented to Trump. FIFA is launching its own version of the Nobel Peace Prize. We wonder who will win. That's a hint from Politico that perhaps this award in Washington from FIFA will be presented to U.S. President Trump. The FIFA president, he's hung out with Trump a bunch of times, right? At the Oval Office, he's hung out with Trump. So who knows? Trump may be getting the FIFA Peace Prize. Peace Prize, Peace Prize, Podolyak, Peace Prize.
The president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino. FIFA, FIFA, where's Gianni? Whoa, Gianni, my boy. I didn't know he was going to be here. He's big stuff.
And finally, we have the big clown world of the day, which is Angelina Jolie with UNICEF. She's a UNICEF ambassador. And she showed up in Kherson yesterday. And well, there's a couple of clown worlds in Angelina Jolie's trip to Kherson. The first clown world is that, according to Ukraine government officials, Angelina Jolie did not notify the government of her arrival to Ukraine. They actually claim that she entered Ukraine on foot. She entered the country on foot and did not notify the Ukraine government, even though she was traveling to Ukraine as a UNICEF ambassador. The government was not notified, and she entered the country on foot, if you believe that. And then, as she was in a car, now she's driving around, and she was passing a checkpoint, and her bodyguard or her driver, some accounts say it's her bodyguard, some accounts say it's her driver. Anyway, they were passing a checkpoint, and the military, the Ukraine military, grabbed her bodyguard / driver, and they mobilized him. They are going to send him to the front lines. And this led to Jolie actually having to go, allegedly having to go to the military recruitment office and to try and get the bodyguard / driver released so that he would not be mobilized and sent to the front lines. Now the Ukraine government, they are giving all kinds of different stories about what happened. And some accounts claim that none of this happened, and that Jolie just went to the recruitment office to use the toilet. Other accounts claim that the bodyguard driver is not going to be sent to the front lines, but they noticed that he hadn't fulfilled his military duty. He hasn't completed his full military duty, and so they're going to look into it. And you're getting all kinds of conflicting stories from the Ukraine government. Other stories are claiming that Jolie actually tried to call the Green Goblin to secure the release of the bodyguard driver. So a very, very embarrassing trip for Jolie, but more for the Ukraine government. Let's see. Ukraine military sources told TSN that Jolie's presence at the center was unrelated to the detainment, claiming she had simply asked to use the restroom. Officials then stated that the man, identified as a Ukrainian citizen born in 1992 and a reserve officer without grounds for deferment, was held for further mobilization processing. Politico says that Jolie's humanitarian trip to Kherson, Ukraine, interrupted by military recruiters at checkpoint. A top Ukraine official told Politico that a member of Jolie's traveling party had an incident with local military recruiters at a checkpoint, but that the Ukraine authorities are still trying to figure out what has exactly happened. The official told Politico that Jolie had not informed the Ukrainian government about her intention to visit the country and that she entered on foot. Jolie was contacted by Politico. Her team was contacted by Politico for a comment. They did not comment on this. And what else? And we don't know what's happened to this guy. I don't think we have the full story as to what's happened to the bodyguard driver. We don't really know what happened here. Basically, we have no idea. Some accounts claim she just wanted to use the restroom. Other accounts claim that this guy was mobilized and is now going to be sent to the front. Who knows, man? Who knows? The Ukraine government, according to Politico, issued all kinds of statements, but they've since deleted all their statements. They could neither confirm or deny details of what happened. The Ukraine government has no idea what happened. Anyway, that's the video, everybody. The Duran.locals.com. We're on X. We're on Rumble. We're on Telegram. And we are also on Substack. Like this video, subscribe to this channel. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.